Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Coalition remains intact this evening after earlier indications it was hanging by a thread over the controversial Mercosur deal. The government insists it will vote against the trade agreement tomorrow after the Taoiseach earlier opened the door to backing the deal. We'll be looking at what happens next for Mercosur and what it might mean for Irish consumers after 5 o'clock. But first, our reporter Barry Lennon has been assessing the political fallout domestically. How close did we come, Barry, to collapsing the government on this?
Well, remember, this is a trade agreement between the EU and the Mercosur countries of South America, Katie. 25 years in the making, and a key issue for Irish farmers is the fact that it would allow those Mercosur countries, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, to export up to 99,000 tonnes of beef into the EU at a much reduced tariff rate of 7.5%, as well as 180,000 tonnes of poultry. Opponents to the agreement claim it will distort agricultural markets and that South America American beef isn't subject to the same stringent safety standards as that produced here. Now, stitched in the programme for government of this time last year, a commitment for the government to vote against the Mercosur agreement. But yesterday, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin essentially opening the door for the government to back the agreement in the crucial votes over the coming days and weeks. And this after a feeling from farming groups in particular that the government has not been particularly vocal in terms of its opposition to the deal in more recent weeks and months. So much gnashing of teeth yesterday within the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenches, and indeed on the independent side of the government, hearing of frenzied phone calls, of WhatsApp groups of TDs on fire, and a fear articulated publicly that the Healy Ray brothers might pull out of the administration. So do we come close to a collapse over the past 24 hours? Perhaps not, but certainly tempers very much frayed and the temperature politically much higher than that outside at the moment, Katie. But the Taoiseach in Shanghai, and as one TD critical of him quipped to me earlier, Micheál Martin took the slow boat to China, as earlier his position somewhat changed, the government now voting against Mercosur.
We have to be confident that the standards that we have set now, or that have been, and the obligations placed on Irish and European farmers, are not undermined by a food production system that, and systems that are not as carbon efficient, don't have the same stringent standards. But in terms of that basic issue around the obligations and standards on Irish farmers, our sense is we don't have confidence that they won't be undercut by that. So the government will be voting no.
Okay, pretty definitive finally. Yeah. The government will be voting no. What's been the reaction to that confirmation here?
Well, remember, this is more a symbolic vote from the Irish government, because essentially there's no longer a blocking minority against the agreement at European level, with Italy now likely to support the agreement. The head of the Irish Farmers Association, Francie Gorman, he welcomed those comments from Micheál Martin, but the head of the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association, Sean McNamara, he took a more caustic view. He said the government made a clear commitment to oppose Mercosur in the last election. Farmers are entitled to ask why it took threats to the government's survival before that promise was finally removed. Talking to people with an intimate knowledge of the political scene in Brussels as well, they tell me how Irish MEPs and the Irish side out there have been reminded about Brexit and reminded about the derogation under the Nitrates Directive, which allows Irish farmers more cattle on their land, to essentially get them to keep stum in relation to concerns around Mercosur. Now, the Taoiseach Simon Harris saying it can't be taken for granted that the European Parliament will still ratify this agreement, but the opposition leader, Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald, she's not convinced.
They announce now at the very end of the process that they're going to vote against Mercosur. I'm afraid that's far too little, far too late. Their job was to stop Mercosur. 24 hours ago, Micheál Martin was hinting that they were going to support the deal. That reflects the fact that they have never been serious, really, about stopping Mercosur. They think they can cod the Irish public. They're fooling nobody. We see exactly the cynicism of their actions, and we'll be bringing forward a motion next week to the Dáil, which of course would be critical of them for their inaction and their failure, but which will demand of them now, as they finally oppose this deal, what's their next move?
Indeed, what's their next move? What are government TDs privately saying about this?
Well, given the turbulence around Micheál Martin's premiership before the turn of the year, no surprise that some rebel TDs are up in arms already in 2026. Micheál Martin manufactured a crisis for the coalition and allowed Fine Gael ministers to stir the pot, which was most unhelpful, said one well-respected TD. And several TDs say they contacted the Taoiseach and his chief of staff over the past 24 hours about this issue after the door was opened to supporting the agreement, with many emails from constituents as well and fears within Fianna Fáil that they might lose votes in rural areas, fear of a backlash. And indeed, I'm told there was a backlash against the Minister of State, Thomas Byrne, who supported the agreement in one of those aforementioned WhatsApp groups I mentioned earlier on. Coalition tensions perhaps simmering on this matter as well. Fianna Fáil sore over Fine Gael's treatment of Charlie McConnellogue as minister. Fine Gael very effective in damaging our reputation with farmers, said one TD. And on that coalition point, remember the comments from the Agriculture Minister, Martin Hayden, yesterday, sharp off Micheál Martin's comments in Shanghai, saying he was opposed to the Mercosur deal. He had demurred from offering comment on the agreement before that, saying it was a trade matter or a matter for the party leaders. So interesting, his intervention, but also interesting from a Fine Gael perspective, speaking to one well-respected Fine Gael TD, saying that many rural Fine Gael TDs had been pressing Minister Hayden and Simon Harris, calling on them not to support Mercosur. And they said it was really important for them, that not only for the Mercosur issue itself, but it was a bigger issue than that, due to what they felt was inertia in the administration over the past 24 hours, and that Fine Gael backbenchers ultimately stood up. But on the backbenchers, let's hear now from one member of the Oireachtas Agriculture Committee. This is Fianna Fáil TD for Carlow Kilkenny, Peter Chapclear.
I welcome this news from government this morning that we're going to oppose the Mercosur trade agreement in its current format. It was a specific measure in the programme for government that we would oppose it and that we would work with like-minded countries in our opposition of it. So I'm delighted to get confirmation from the Taoiseach officially this morning that that's the case.
Is it later in the day because the Taoiseach didn't rule out supporting the agreement yesterday?
Well, as I said, it was a very specific measure in the programme for government that we would oppose it. But to be fair to the Taoiseach and to be fair to the government, we did have a lot of work to do with our European counterparts. And look, Ireland, we're not the only country to have difficulties with Mercosur. The next 24 hours are crucial in terms of can we get the Italians on board? And there's a lot of work being done behind the scenes around that as well.
But it appears the Italians are going to support the deal, so it will go through.
Yeah, there's the possibility it's going to go through, but I think it was very important from an Irish perspective. We're not happy with a lot of the elements of it, and the Taoiseach himself would have said that the concessions that were made to allay the concerns of Irish farmers were inadequate. So it's not right that South American farmers, for example, wouldn't be subject to the same sustainable farming standards as Irish farmers.
Could the government have done more to stop the deal? That's the charge from the opposition this afternoon.
Look, the government have been actively engaged with our EU counterparts for the last number of months, in particular in relation to the Mercosur trade agreement. We've been working our hardest with like-minded countries, but we have done what we said we do in terms of our opposition to it. Notwithstanding that, it's out of our control now, and we're still lobbying and working as hard as we can with other like-minded European countries.
Does it not undermine our credibility in the EU by opposing this deal at this juncture?
No, I don't think so. I think the Irish have been very clear over the last number of months and years in terms of our opposition to the Mercosur trade agreement.
Might it damage our reputation in Europe?
I don't think so. I think there's huge, Ireland has done huge work in terms of, you know, we're a very pro-European country, whatever, and we've a huge amount of work done over the last number of years. Look, we're going into our presidency of the European Council the second half of next year, and we're looking forward to hosting the presidency.
Someone
in the
Brussels
second half of the year
would argue maybe we should have been more supportive of the deal, given that they had that Europe had helped Ireland. They would argue in terms of Brexit and also the derogation under the Nitrates Directive.
I can understand why people might think that, but you can't compromise on food security and food standards. I mean, there's obviously the trade side of things, and trade is very important, and that's to be acknowledged, but there's also food security and food standards, and just the standards aren't there in our view, and from an Irish perspective, the standards aren't there on the South American side that are there on the European side, and we have to be cognizant of that as well.
So what happens next, Barry?
This matter before the Dáil, as we heard a short time ago, a protest planned for Saturday progressing nonetheless. So much political drama yet, Katie.
Barry Lennon, many thanks for that.